And then we're going to get into the word, church. And you know, usually when the Lord gives me this type of word, I always think whether I should say it or not. They're saying, say it. And I always think, Lord, you know I'll say it, but again, something's going to start after this. And you know, the Lord always gives it to those who will give it. You know why? A lot of people lose revelations and service because what God gives them, their heart is afraid to give it. We'll fix this in a minute. I'm hearing some kind of effects like I'm in heaven or something. Is everything fine? Okay, good. It's like an effect of a, like I'm in a building of like 40,000 people. Hallelujah. This is a prophecy. When you hear your own echo within a second, then that means, okay, good. We're going to keep moving forward without looking and noticing any. And you know, I always think why the Lord says these things. This word, again, I received at the re-encounter after the first day. I was laying and I was writing for about half a night. The sermon I called, What Did the Church Put Itself On? We're so used to the flesh organization, to where the Holy Spirit starts rebuilding the church the way He wants to do it. Tons of people start falling back and not knowing what God is doing. We are so into our church DNA, so ruined about the understanding about the real church, that when the real God, the living God, comes into the church and to put things in His order, we start losing our mind and some kind of revelations are coming. This is not from God. Do you even know God? Do you even... Did you ever have a real encounter with Him? You know why you'll never move me from my place that God placed me? No kind of attacks, testimonies, revelations. You know why? Because I met the real living Jesus Christ. Never in the lifetime. You just have to shoot me to take me from here. Because I know who He is, church. And I feel His breath. If you don't feel His breath, get into the room, close the door, don't leave until you feel Him. What did the church put itself against? We are so out of the Holy Spirit that we don't understand about what God wants to do in His service and through who He wants to do. He can take a kid and do such things through him. And you know, I see how what's happening in our prayers, it starts to go into our encounters in the Sunday services. My beloved ones, most important in church, all the pastors who are listening to me, all the people who are watching, who have any kind of relationship with our service, most important is the prayer in church. If the prayer is not there, then the church is not there. It's an organism of health and a flesh and a flesh type structure. If there's no prayer, my mission in this world, my dream is for God to breathe the way He wants to breathe in this church. Let Him breathe the way He wants to breathe. That's our mission. It's our life in this world. What did the church allow themselves to put up on? and I was laying at night, and I was typing. And the farther I go into God, the more I get on hate from church. Why? Because it's misunderstood what God is doing. He's taking us somewhere where He wants to take us. Some people say, oh, you lost that person, that person. Do you know, we'll lose more, but we will gain the Holy Spirit. The real movement of the Holy Spirit. I understand that they cried for those Ananias and Sapphira. 70 disciples left Jesus just because they did not understand this weird revelation about the blood and the flesh. You got to understand that every churn of Christ, every one of His churns, there are people that left Him. More comes than leaves. You know why devil starts to attack and do some cheap replicas? Because we touched something in the spiritual world that touched Him. We simply, you know why there's such a strange concentration of everybody towards this little church? For one reason. Because this church is touching the heaven. Your prayers are going somewhere, church. Your mission in this world, on this earth, to do something. So, everything concentrates on you. Something's happening in your life. And you know, it's hard to say these sermons because you can't say a word that is just like ever touches everybody and everybody accepts it. No matter how I choose these subjects and these sermons, I would want as a pastor for everybody to accept it, but I can't say what He didn't tell me to say. I'm only going to say what's going to change lives of people or take Him out of here. You hear me? My beloved ones, there is not even a membership here. What does this say? What does this mean? That means there's God as the master here. And you're just sitting here because you want to sit here. You don't even have to sit here. You came here because you felt something in your life. God takes us to another level. Are you going there or not? I'm going. It's really hard for me to speak to those people who don't understand what I'm talking about. You have to live through this. You have to become a little unnormal in your walk and your understanding and your prayers. If you're normal for everybody, then you're losing something in your life. You understand me? We have to dream of God. We got to say, Lord, where is my place where I can be? What did the church go against, put itself against? I was sitting there. The sermons come to me when people would never even think of how a sermon would come to you. And here's another thing that came to me. We're usually the kind of people, if they gifted us something or you bought something, you come home, you unpackage it, you plug it in, it doesn't work, what do you do with it? We package it back up, take the receipt, and go get an exchange or get our money back. Amen? And when I exchanged one thing, another thing, I didn't like it. Not until I bought what I really needed, and it does exactly what I want, I'm happy with this thing. This thing stays in my house. And the Lord said to me, take a look at the church. To where, when you come to, the Holy Spirit is supposed to work in, right? Amen? And most interesting is that they brainwashed us so much that to where we can sit our whole life with a dead God. Listen to dead sermons, sleep in the services, and call this life? And call this God? Wake up. Hello. In the world, there's a system. If we don't like something, I exchange it. Amen? If you're not fulfilled with what where you're in, I don't understand. Right now, any mechanic can become a pastor. You know, this is a place for only anointed people by God. I started thinking and filter everything in my head. Take a look. We don't agree towards to use or to have things that aren't quality or halfway done. If we don't like it, we return it and get our money back. Are you not tired of unto half done church? Are you not tired of half done church? They say this is God. That's not God. How can you call God what is not God? This is where God is. How can you even be in a place where the name of God is being blasphemed? How can you even be in a place where they hate what God does? I'm asking you a question. How? I want to bring you into a little shock and just for you to flex your brains a little bit and start using them. Always a half done job. Pastor, I have a demon. Can you cast it out? Oh, sorry. There is no demons in believers. You're a believer? No, you don't have demons. You're lying to yourself. Well, yeah, it's here. You know, sometimes I foam out of the mouth and I hit my wife, you know, and the demon manifests. Yeah, I have it. No, there is nothing like that. Pastor, I need to pray for a healing. I have cancer. My eyesight, I have problem with my back, my knees. You know, this always happened in the apostles. It was there for those healings back then just to start up the church. But then everything's fine. It's your cross. You want this cross? No. Then what are you talking about? Maybe we'll exchange for my cross and give you my cross. You'll sing a little different when you take on her cross, Pastor. As soon as you put this thick of a glasses, you'll real quickly understand that you need a healing. Only the demons will do this to your family. You'll definitely want him to leave you. But there's no demons. What are you talking about? What did they churn the church into? What did people churn it into? My beloved ones, church is built by people. If they don't build it by the will of Him, guess what happens? I understand. I didn't want to preach on this sermon. I warned you. I told him to the Lord, you give it to me, I'll say it. But you know, I'm not responsible for the consequences. Oh, I have these sermons. One sermon turns 100 people into... If it wasn't for this sermon, I would listen to other ones. If you don't accept this one, throw all of them away. What I was telling you yesterday, that doesn't change. And what I'm saying today, I did not fall into a deceit. I know exactly what he's telling me and when he tells me to say these things. What did the church allow themselves to be put against? I am tired of half-fabricated church in service and prayer. I am tired of where there's supposed to be God, he's not there. Do you not think that this is some kind of nonsense? The way he has to be alive, he's not there. You're going somewhere to eat. You're waiting for a menu. They said, I'm going to have menus. But don't you guys feed people here? Yes, we do. Give me the menu. We don't have one. Do people eat here? No, people don't eat here. They sit here. If you stand up, they'll give you a check. They'll say, you're sitting there, yeah, no pay now. But I didn't eat. Well, what are you talking about? Nobody eats here. A pastor doesn't even eat here. I understand. If this gets on the television, man, it'll probably get there. And somebody else will turn off their cable television. I don't want to watch them again. I pray, don't not watch. We're not here to do like a fan club. We're here for the kingdom of God to be strengthened on earth. And it gets strengthened through you, through me. Who cares? God needs to use somebody. A strange, somebody hard to understand. God has to do something. God is seeking people who will tell the truth. If a 10-year-old kid says the truth, or a 90-year-old grandma says the truth, he'll use her. He just needs somebody who will say the truth. That's it. Somebody who will be able to say the truth into the eyes. Oh, trust me, everything you're hearing, this doesn't mean that these sermons aren't going to be listened by hundreds of thousands of people. This doesn't even go to you. Pastor preaches, and the church didn't even have to do it. It goes somewhere else. You just kind of clapped and said, yeah. But it went somewhere else. What did the church put himself against? I want to ask you a question. When you go to the store and they're selling clothes there, that you go to a clothes store when there's no clothes, are you going to go back there again to get clothes? Why are you sitting in the church where there's no God? When you go to a restaurant where they have everything, they say we have wonderful food. Everything is blinking, everything's working. You get in there and they don't feed you. Are you going to go back there a second time? Why are you going to a church where there's not a living God? When you go fishing and you start fishing in the same place for five times and there's no fish there, are you going to go there again? No. You go fishing, but not the same place. Amen? What kind of nonsense did we get ourselves to sit in a church that is named by the name of a living God, but the God isn't even there? He doesn't even come to visit. But he's supposed to live there. I don't understand. When I read the Bible, I don't find this nonsense anywhere. I was supposed to call this the sermon nonsense. For me, it's nonsense. How can you come to a church and sleep at the service? Did you go to the sleep? or to just like, to just say, I've been there. Your goal is reached. I've been there. I went there. I used to go to that church. I've been in those kind of churches. What did I do there? I would come there. People see me. I would stand up, say hi to somebody, give somebody a note. I'd go to the bathroom and leave. And nobody can't prove that I wasn't at church. What, am I the only one that was like that? I would stand up in front of everybody, shake people's hands just so I'd be seen. Everybody saw, okay, he went to church, he went to the bathroom, never came back. We don't know why he didn't come back. Everybody knows he was at church. That was my church. That was my life. Did God give birth to church on earth for that reason? For this? God gave birth on this earth? When you go to the hospital, where they don't accept any sick people, are you going to go there again? That's just nonsense. Do you know that's what a church is like? Oy, oy. We don't take the sick. You smell like cigarettes. Get out of here. Your skirt's the wrong size. Get out of here, you beast. you have a little bit of green and pink in your hair. Get out of here, you piece of junk. Only healthy people here. There is no place for sick people in the hospital. Do you think this is just a bunch of nonsense? So let's rename this sermon. It's called Nonsense. I don't find nonsense in the Bible. Is this food hard for somebody? I apologize. Take a drink when you get home. You eat it and then drink it up at home when you get there with prayer. You might be swallow it and come back to the second service. I can't hear this. I can't listen to this. Don't listen to it. What are you, a member of the church? I'm not even a member of this church. This is just an organism that God's moving without rules, with its own rules. He moves the way He wants to move. If something gets in the way, with our religious misunderstanding, we will get to this and we'll clean it out. We're like the... As soon as we see religion, we give them a ticket. It's so good. Why? The church. This is more of a sermon to those people who sit in the rows for them to stand up and ask their leaders a question. I'm in a restaurant. Where's the food? I'm sick. Where's my healing? I'm possessed. Where's my deliverance? I want a happy life. Where is it? If you can't reply to me, then this church is not from God. Because if a church is from God, can you guys at least agree with that? And I believe, my beloved ones, we know it's from God. I dream more and more of this. I dream of for Him to take everything under His control. We are His church. It's His building. He gave birth to it. So if He gave birth to it, then He has ideas on how to lead it, right? That means all my ideas, they shouldn't even be present. That means I'm seeking His ideas and His will. Jesus said, I don't do anything, and I don't create anything unless I see my Father creating it first. Nothing. If there's even a sickness in some town or that town over there, He wouldn't even go there because the Lord didn't speak to Him to do it. There are so many people sick. You might say, how could this pastor walk past me? God told him to walk past me. When He tells him to walk into your house, He will. Or He'll send somebody. Or He'll come to you. Or you will just come to Him and grab onto Him. He has His own time for everything. So, my beloved ones, I don't find in the Bible any kind of nonsense. Why do we have nonsense every day, left and right? I'm asking the churches, to the leaders, to the pastors, why do we have nonsense everywhere? There's supposed to be a living God who heals and changes. He's not present. I understand there's a human factor, but most of all, the church must be moving in the Spirit of God. Everybody should be well. Most people, I understand somebody might have a little upset stomach, but we'll pray for you. Mainly, everything changes. Mainly, God touches everything. Mainly, God is alive in this place. How can I even preach such things? Because I have a right. Because in my church, if there wasn't a living God here, I would be the first one gone. You would notice that the pastor's missing. I would say, I apologize, I'm leaving. You think I want to keep a restaurant that has no food, or to have an airport without any airplanes, or have a hospital that doesn't have doctors? Well, we know that this hospital is from God. We're just the hospital that doesn't accept the sick. We have the level of the kind of hospital. We don't take the sick, only the healthy ones. If you land the airplane, everybody who's well, come in. If you're sick, get out of here. I want the sick because we're a hospital. Everybody's just sick. And I used to be sick, and you were twice the sick. But God healed you, amen? Jesus. I told you the sermon was going to be interesting. I have this type. I'm afraid to say these sermons. You know, if this sermon gets to some member of a church who thinks, he will ask the question, pastor, a couple of questions. We were fasting for 40 years. Are you going to feed us? I couldn't get fed with the psalms and the songs. Ay, ay, ay. A guy came with that had leprosy. What he heard that one girl said, "There's a man of God whose name is Elijah that prays, and whatever he prays about, it happens. It comes to pass. He takes a bunch of his stuff, his people, his servants, and he goes to where the girl told him to go. You know that." God will send to those where there's life. Why? For some reason, people will get to know you because you start feeding people. You become a professional chef in your restaurant. For some weird reason, thousands of people will start coming. In this life, everything is done, has its rules. If you're doing what God has called you to do, you're always going to have success. There's lack of success where people are not doing their thing. Doctor who became a mechanic, or a mechanic who became a doctor. What is this? I don't understand. In a church, we take certain positions because we like that position. Do you know you have to be called and trained for this position? You can't just make up what you want. It has to be a burning inside you and burning seriously and for a long time to be sure that this is mine. You think, I like to say a sermon and then to know ahead of time that there's going to be so much attack and hate that's going to come towards my life, even those who used to love me a little bit. Oh, is our church not from God? Is God there? Well, no, there's not there. It's not from God. How can you say such thing? People built it. Two guys got together who didn't finish school and said, let's open up a church. I'm going to be the pastor, and you're going to be the deacon. But I don't understand. Isn't that how churches open? I remember I was present at one of these openings like that. I'm serious. I'm not joking. People just made it up. What should we do? Oh, let's. You know, we don't have anything else to do that we know how to do besides, you know. And Nehemiah, the prophet, comes. Or the prophet tells him to do this, go get baptized 7 times in this Jordan River. Jordan's River, so much stuff happens in it. Do you believe that Nehemiah, he became well? That means this prophet was from God, right? Because by the fruit will you can judge. I ask you, church, and those who are listening to me throughout the world, I pray, put your leaders under a microscope. What, do you not have your own brains? What are you? You have the same kind of eyes, the kind of brain. You have the same kind of Bible. Check your pastor by your Bible. If you don't find him walking in closeness with God, run from there. Because you're wasting your life. Again. Came out. Amen. I need for these kind of sermons, I need probably a gallon up here of water instead of the glass. So next time you see a gallon up here, you know what's coming. serious stuff. Let's read one story that we read not too long ago. Let's read again about Elijah and Elisha. I am pleased, fulfilled with powerful people. Let's remember a story when Elijah wanted to prove to everybody, God sent him, that there is a true living God in Israel. How can you prove this? Only by fire from heaven. My beloved ones, everyone who's listening to me, do not be deceived. If there's no life and fire of God in your church, God is not there. I apologize for honest words. God has a yes, yes, and a no. You can't have two different fruits on one tree. You can't have two types of water coming out of the one spring. And when these 500 prophets of Baal, well, I can't remember. I mean, there's a lot of them there. I don't want to read this. There was a crowd of prophets of the Baal, and they were acting possessed and doing everything they wanted to do. Nothing happened. The prophet was so close to God that he said, pour the water three times until everything was pouring water. And then he walked to the side and said, I've done everything by your word. He didn't make anything up by himself. Amen, church? We always do everything by his word. And that's why everything works. You hear me? Stop making up what God is like. Stop protecting him and try to step aside and allow God to be God. There's fire. I can put a sacrifice. I can pour water on it. But the fire, what we don't see, what we don't feel, only God can give. Amen, church? I don't bring this from heaven myself. Can our Christianity finally wake up, come to mind and find God in the Christianity? If there's no Christ in the Christianity, then where are we going? We have hundreds of excuses. There's no deliverance because of this. The divorce is because of this, like that, yeah. People, the kids are mostly on drugs and some kind of pornography and whatever else. Well, we're praying for them. They'll come to the light. If you don't want to walk with your feet, you'll come here in a wheelchair. Where? Back in a church where there's no God? He'll run from there with his feet. When they were telling me this, they will roll you up here in a wheelchair. Never, I said. I won't even go there in a wheelchair. Because there's no God. Sir, church, do you even understand what I'm talking about? I understand. I'm attacking somebody because in this church you are living and you need a right mind to wash your mind and read the Bible. If God is a living God, He's alive. Can you imagine, church, if the fire didn't come down to the sacrifice, what would happen to Elijah? Guess. I don't understand. What are we so humble? You know why any mechanic can become a pastor? Because everything comes from his hands. If the fire, no fire. They didn't bring me the lighter. Sorry. There's not going to be no fire today. Today the brothers came to visit. They took the fire back with them. Where is the living God? Maybe I'm the only one who's seeking the truth. Maybe I'm the only one who wants a living God. That's my sacrifice. Maybe I'm the only one seeking the living God who is jealous for the power and the glory of Him. Where should I find it besides in the church? Trust me. I'm happy that I'm a pastor here. I can go to another church, but nobody will shut me up over here. I'll shut you up, and my team will pull you out of here real quick and get you in order. Amen. What would happen to Elijah if the fire did not come down? What would have happened to Elisha if Naaman didn't heal him? Oh, yeah, Naaman wasn't healed. Imagine, a guy went and got baptized 7 times, embarrassed himself. Imagine, think of what church and what churches you go to. Just think with your heads. Don't look at me. If I irritate you, close your eyes and just listen. I'm strange for a reason. Amen? God found a strange person and took it and gave it to me. Because I really don't even care what anybody thinks. What would happen to Daniel when he went into the lion's den to play with the lions? Huh? Church. Do you know that today's church, it would not exist if it went through the test of the Old Testament? We would not exist. We would not be alive. Nobody, practically nobody, if we went through the test of the Old Testament. What would happen to Sadrach, Mecca, and if they didn't know God and went into the fire pit? You're sitting where God didn't even come to visit. You call this a church, and that's why you call me not normal, because you called normal that. Maybe the lion's den will test you out. We're all smart, amen. Maybe we should test you. How close you are to God. How close you walked with Him. Oh, I believe that. We'll understand something today. Oh, pastor's not teaching today. You don't have enough teaching? If you understand this, you're already sustained in life. You hear me? If you simply understand where I should be, where I shouldn't be, you're already sustained. Because you'll find the right place. I guarantee you, there's not a lot of them, very limited. Sometimes you're tearing your shirt off, saying, what's going on? And God says, there's 7,000 left who haven't bowed their knee. You know why? There's a lot of us. You just don't know it. We're waiting for a revolution. Amen. We're waiting. A transformation, because today's church, it does not fulfill me. If it doesn't fulfill everybody, we're definitely going to change something. That's your original plan. If God appears in the church, I understand there's no God at work. I understand you don't have God in your car when you're fishing. But at least in the church, God should be there. Why is He not there? Because where He was, the fire didn't burn anybody. Where He was, the lions weren't able to eat Him. Where He was, the power of God was there. The fire of God was there. There was healings there, miracles there, and deliverance was there. How else would I know where God is? Maybe some guy said, I have God too. Come look. Take a look. Oh no. God is where He breathes. Where He breathes. That's where His glory is. Where His glory is, there's always your life. Every service, you're going to be walking away refreshed, new, or mad, but something's going to happen. Everything's real simple. Let's read another place, another spot. Imagine, 2 Kings, Chapter 2, verse 2 to 14. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 2 to 14. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elijah said, as surely as the Lord lives, he said, it didn't work. We have to get across the river somehow. And this is what the church turned into. They turned into, instead of hitting until it opens up, we start saying, this is too complicated. And we start building bridges, some kind of things. We don't need a miracle. Glasses will work for us. We don't need a miracle. You know, crutches will help us. The wheelchair will help us. I can sleep in a church too. So what? There's a word. Why do we need words? Oh, a bunch of words. Where's the work? Where's the deeds? I can imagine Elisha, his whole life walking behind Elisha till he was old, always dreaming about anointing. Finally got to the point. It hit the water. Okay, so what? Oh, that piece of clothes wasn't working. Elijah gave me the wrong one. What did the church turn into of Christ? What did we allow ourselves to become? To a fake, ungodly Christianity that can't even fix ourselves. Not even talking about the world. That's another moment. I will never be where there's no God. I guarantee you, if you're going to be next to me, you're always going to be next to God, because I will die, but I will not go there where there's no glory anointing. You hear me? I love God. You might be thinking things because there's things in your mind. You still think about a house, wife, family. I already done all this. Amen. What's next? The living God is next. I want Him alive. Is there anybody else here who wants the live God? Thank you. I'm at home. We're walking. Amen. Verse 14. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Imagine, my whole life working and they gave me the wrong cloak? That cloak wouldn't have worked, another one would have. Guys, Christianity is not what you see. Christianity is what's inside you. It's what sometimes it's impossible to recognize, but when you see this, you'll say, oh, he looks different, because he has a living God. And where he is, there's a living God. I want to ask you a question. Are you where there's a living God? If you were, you need to always bring this religious dead body back to life, walk away from there. You don't have enough time. You know why we live in a destroyed, practically ruined church? Some still have enough boldness to wait for the coming of Christ. What? Come here. You want to be, what's it called? Look at the bride of Christ, and you're planning on being raptured. Did you tell anybody about him? Did you do anything in your life to be able to be raptured? Why do we live? Because we agreed to a cheap, non-working format of a church. Church can be called anything these days. No matter what, I'll tell you, that's a lie. A church can only be what's carrying the power of Him. Only what's carrying clarity and deliverance. It's not a religious club. It's a place where there's the miracles of God, where their lives are being changed, where things are turned upside down, where people with one sermon can change their whole understanding because the living God is speaking with you. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about what He gives me to say to you. I know. I'm already... tasting all the rumors. And all the rumor makers, I say hi to you guys. Seriously. Our cities are listened by thousands of rumors. I never said hi to them. I said hello to everybody. At least a little. They'll feel a little bit welcome. Pastor said hi to me. Keep watching, even though I tell you not to watch it, but just keep watching. And fasten your seatbelts. But we're feeling good, amen, church? But we're feeling so good because we have the living God. Unfreeze yourself. Just get unfroze. Everything's cool. You're in the house of God. You can be who you are. Amen? You don't have to put on a mask. I'm serious. I just came to the shock about 15 years ago when I came from a practically like a terrible life, and I came to God, and all I did day and night is read the Bible. Maybe it was in my head, and finally I started going to other churches, and I understood that they just read this. This is being read there, but it's not there. It's just dead. It's a club of remembrance. We remember about miracles of God. We sing the songs about how good He is, what used to be. We're in shock how Moses opened up the river. We're watching how the fire comes down like, whoa. Well, sorry, we're just remembering. But no, God is alive today, man, church. He's alive. He's alive in me. I'm alive. Being around me, you're definitely going to start living. I'm a person. I love everybody. I've seen how people, out of a sheep, they turn into a monster after my sermon. His nature started waking up. And now you need deliverance. Hallelujah. I really like it. How God is. Just ask a question, finally. Who do we serve? If it says that He was yesterday, today, and forever the same, I can't understand why isn't He the same in our days. And again, I want to remind you, from the beginning, why everything is accepted, what's happening today, demons coming out, people getting baptized with the Holy Spirit, people being restored and healed, because right now it's normal, something else is normal. Because of somebody else's standards, you're not normal, but you happen to be normal. Amen? You're just normal, and they're telling you you're not normal. But you're normal, and don't even think about being ashamed. You know what my dream used to be? when I used to go to different churches, I dreamed. I said, Lord, give me a church where I won't be ashamed to bring my friends to. Does somebody ever pray that kind of prayer? I came, my friend, brought my friends to. He said, we're not going to be your friends no more. I thought that I'm paying the price for following Christ. I was just a religious person in shame who didn't have Christ or my mind. Amen? No Christ and no mind. Because if you had a mind, you wouldn't have been where there's no Christ. Yeah, and this sermon, to take this and gift it to everybody. I'm a joke, and they'll get it themselves. At least we're not bored. We're feeling so good. If you want to live in God, everything is going to be so just so much fun. Now I really know what I'm going to say. Now I know exactly how I'm going to preach. People are going to ask you a question. They said, do you go to a store? They don't sell stuff. Then why you go there? Why do you go to that church? And he'll say, he'll smile at you with a dumb. He'll give you a stupid smile and say, maybe they'll bring it. It would. In 40 years, they didn't bring you anything. They definitely won't bring you anything now. They don't bring God to you. He's either there or he's not. Remember this song of Winnie Pooh? Not too long ago, I was watching with the kids. I was in shock. There's either the honey's there or it's not. When he wanted to give honey to the donkey didn't have a tail. So, God, he's either there or he's not. Amen? That's it. Somebody remembered the cartoon about Winnie Pooh. I understand, it's funny. You know, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes I cut with a smile. It's like Anastasia. You want to cry and you want to laugh and you want to. It's operation. Just give up. Let him cut out your religious thing and everything will be done with. I'm coming to the end. You know, I'm going to have the next service. I'm going to have a second series. I'm going to finish up. I call everybody to turn your cloak and to test God in your church where you are in. You hear me? You guys go to a normal church, but I'm talking to you. Test God. Oh, you're tempting God. No. I just want to be like Gideon. If the skin is dry and the grass is wet, or the opposite, I want to see, is God here or I just ate rice? And I'm having bad dreams now. Guys, I want to call everybody. If there wasn't a living God, I would never be here. And it's my life that I live in. I love it. I am in love with Him. That's why I speak these words. That's why I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do exactly what you're going to tell me to do. Amen, church? Did you take something for yourself, church? Give Him the glory. Let's all stand up.